Probably not here.
I am excited,
anyway,
though, for tomorrow night. And we have the opener on in here, Boston and New York. They're actually playing a real game that counts. And
they're not the New York Knicks. They're the New Look Knicks, and they get their butts kicked.
They are.
But I mean, it's Boston and the energy of the home opener.
It's 1 of 82, so it's not like I'm dialed in like I am for a football game, but it's just nice to have it on and to know that it's back.
Well, I tell you what, just because, listen, Steve Kerr just came on, and we got the game tomorrow night. Well, like, we opened it up to you, what about the Warriors season are you looking forward to most? Like specifically, 888-957-9570. Let me throw this at you, and you tell me what you think. At the risk of having a fish hook in my mouth, I don't know. There's two things happening. One is we're being told that, we're deep. We got a lot of good players, and we got a good vibe. Do you remember the word at this time last year? Connectivity.
Oh, that's right.
Right? Chris Paul and connectivity. And then they played, and Klay Thompson was mad every day. And I'm like, this does not look connected at all. And Draymond Green was getting ejected and suspended, and I'm like,
just twice.
Connectivity, schmonectivity. No, you're not. So I realize that maybe I'm being, your word, schnookered, maybe, but combine the, quote, vibes with the 6-0 preseason, for whatever that's worth, with which ain't much, but the style of play that you watched, the effectiveness of it on the court, all of that, I have this thing that I'm like, am I fish hook in mouth? Are the Warriors going to be kind of good this year? It feels like they might. Now, that doesn't mean, they're better than Denver or any of this stuff.
Are we going to be championship?
Yeah, I don't even want to do, there's too much of that. Super Bowl talk in August and all of this, there's too much. So I don't care about 2025, but I think the Warriors might be pretty good this year.
Well, they were pretty good last year, and this is where we had a little show thread earlier today about spoiled fans, and for me, it's not so much about being spoiled, it's being unappreciative, because the Warriors last year were 46-36, which is pretty good. It's actually really good relative to what a 9 seed normally is. Can the Warriors this year be that good? I think so. And then I looked at the FanDuel season win total, and it's 43.5,
which to me feels
like a weird absolute layup. And maybe they're thinking about, older team, older players and injuries and all the rest of it. But you asked what I'm looking forward to. Two things, one with the Warriors and one with me. And I'm going to say this with as much genuineness as I can.
Okay.
And the first one's Buddy Hield. I can't wait to watch him because he is an absolute bucket waiting to happen.
Okay.
He's going to drive you crazy, and he's also going to thrill you, because when he gets the ball, it's probably going up, and he's going to look to score, and he is number two in the last 5 years in total threes made, behind only the chef. And the second thing is I'm going to challenge myself to divorce my feelings from Draymond Green's antics.
Oh, sorry, okay.
I'm going to focus on Draymond the player, and I'm not going to allow my preconceived feelings about Draymond to color my enjoyment of him as a basketball player and them as a team. I'm challenging myself to take a different tack this year.
This is big.
Yeah, I'm going to try to be better, Mark. I'm going to be better.
This is really big.
I'm going to be better, and I'm not going to devolve into Draymond bashing.
Does he know this yet?
He doesn't care about me.
No, we got to get the message to the team that you're sending Draymond a warm fuzzy.
I'm giving him a warm fuzzy.
You are.
At the end of it, he is a Golden State Warrior, and as I've said before, I've been a fan of this team long before Draymond Green was even alive.
Stand on it.
I am standing on it. I'll say
stand
it with my
chest. Stand on what
you say. I'm standing on it.
Stand on what you do.
What's he, 35 years old? 34?
Something.
Somewhere in there? I've been a fan of this team since before he was born, and I'm not going to allow Draymond Green and my feelings for some of the things he's done to affect me any longer. I'm going to rise above. I'm going to stand on what I feel, Draymond. And that's it. Fresh slate.
I think he would argue that you're doing the opposite of that.
No, I'm giving him a fresh slate.
I know, but you're not standing on what you've said in the past.
Stand on it.
Yeah. Oh, I don't take any of it back. I stand on it. But what I'm doing is I'm allowing myself to evolve, and I'm allowing myself to give a player in my heart, in my mind, a second chance and a clean slate.
Well, you're doing with Draymond this year, this is kind of the conversation I had with you about Brandon Ayuk. Like, okay, once you sign, I'm not going to root against you. You're a 49er, and you're a very good player. I can keep my opinion that, quote, I would not have done that, and that I was out on Brandon Ayuk. But then once you get past that, it's like, all right, like, you're here, and let's go. Let's go win the Super Bowl. Let's play. And then everything that has happened, and now he's hurt, and so now you just have compassion for him. I don't, you know, whatever the heck everybody felt about the contract and the way he played, that's all one thing, and now he's just injured. Now he's just, and that stinks. And that stinks for everybody. It stinks for him. It stinks for the 49ers. It stinks for the fans. So I see a little overlap there. That's what you're going to do for Draymond this year.
Yeah, it's the new year, clean slate, and
I'm going to do it.
It's going to be a challenge.
I'm going to hold you to it now.
Because he's going to, at times, he's going to make it difficult. And whether it's the unnecessary contesting of a call or the ill-timed tech or, God forbid, another ejection and suspension, these things are, they're going to test me. But I'm going to try like heck, Mark, to give him all the grace I can and just start anew. Because honestly, I thought about this over the weekend. We are running out of years to enjoy exactly what we have with this team, which is not, I don't know if the dynasty is still alive. This is not about a dynasty, but they're interesting, they're competitive, they're fun to watch, and he's a big part of all three of those.
I think there are. We don't know yet. I mean, I get what you're saying.
Well, they're interesting. They got the chef.
Yeah, they're interesting because they're the Warriors, and he's still on the team, and so yes, they're. And by the way, like, just real quick to answer your why is 43.5 the over under?
Yep.
Again, people always go, well, Vegas knows something. Yes, I do think they know more than the average fan, but what Vegas also knows, what Vegas really understands, is not what's about to happen. They understand us. They understand us. And I think the average fan looks at the Warriors and goes, you're old, you won 46 last year, you lost Clay, you replaced him with a bunch of all right, 43.5. I think it's an absolute layup. I don't think there's any there's no question in my mind. All right, here it is. I finally got to it. Here's the statement. Grandy can put this on Twitter. There's no question in my mind the Warriors are better this year than they were last year. Absolutely, unequivocally, no question in my mind that they are a better basketball team this year than they were last year. If you listen closely to what Steve is saying with regard to their change strategically, it tells you that they are ready to sort of stop kowtowing to the, quote, big three and start evolving with the rest of the league. It's almost like they're buying into analytics a little bit more. They need to shoot more threes. They need to play faster. They need to be more defensively minded. They needed to be younger. They need to do all of these things. And largely the last thing, and this is probably the biggest, you look at the last 2 years of Warrior basketball, the Warriors needed to up and get the negative energy out the damn room. And they did. Twice.
Yeah.
And that's not blaming Jordan and Clay. It's not about that. These are intricate situations. They're complex. And there's plenty of stuff to go around. But the bottom line is they were there. They were there. There was negativity in the room, from, according to reports, on an almost constant basis. And it's gone. And I think that that's worth 5 wins.
Well, we'll see.
By itself.
And having Draymond for the majority of the year is probably worth 3 to 4 or 5 wins anyway, if he's able to play more games. And you won 46 last year. Even though Draymond played 2/3 of the year, even though Clay was mostly disgruntled, even though Andrew Wiggins had his worst year as a professional, all those things, and you still won 46. So I'm with you about them being better. They could be a better team and still only win 46 games.
That's possible, sure.
The West is better. OKC got better. There's a lot more competition, I think, in the Western Conference than even last year. But I'm just really interested to watch how they play, because Steve is talking about them and their pace and playing faster. Last year, their pace was 98 or 99.2, they were 12th in pace. And he was talking about his first year. That first year when they led in pace and they also led in defense, because my question was, can you lead in pace and still be good on defense? And he mentioned that first year, 2014, 2015, their pace that year, Mark, 98.3, which would have put them in 15th place this last year.
Wow.
So that just tells you how much faster everyone else has gotten. So he wants to play fast, and he wants to shoot more threes and still have his team be better on defense. That, for me, is a very tight needle to thread. And if they can thread it, then, yeah, they'll be better than last year.
Let's go to Gene in Oakland. Hi, Gene. Thanks for calling. What's up?
Hey, guys. I too, believe they're a better team this year. When I first got these new players, I mean, I thought, well, we're definitely better defensively. Now I'm thinking we're better offensively, too. I think they're going to be a lot of fun to watch, a lot of good three-point shooters. You know, on the negative side, I'm a little concerned about Draymond and Curry. You know, they're a year older, so, you know, then I expect them to drop off a little bit. But on the other hand, I expect a big comeback year from Wiggins. I've been a Wiggins fan from day one. I think the family tragedy, you know, sickness and tragedy really got to him deeply, and that affected his play. But I expect him to be, he may just be the best player on the team this year. That's my prediction.
Woo! Okay, Gene.
Better than the chef, Gene. Well,
here's what, I like Andrew Wiggins. I really do. I like Andrew Wiggins. I think sometimes players end up in a little bit of a tough spot based on where they're drafted or the expectations, the hype that's surrounding him. I look at Andrew Wiggins kind of like Reggie Bush. You know, Reggie Bush wins a Heisman. He gets drafted number two overall, and everyone's expecting him to just absolutely run the league. And as it turns out, it's more of kind of a scat back who's a wonderful receiver out of the backfield. He can return a punt. He had a great NFL career. Maybe not great, like a really good NFL career. Yeah. But when you compare it to hype and draft status, sometimes it's like, meh, that wasn't really what we were hoping for. And Andrew Wiggins is the exact same kind of a situation. And so is that fair? I don't know. Andrew Wiggins is a really good player, but here's one word that I would never use with Andrew Wiggins. Expect. I'm just not going to use it. I'm going to take what he gives. I'm going to assess it and feel it on a night-in and night-out basis as the Warriors play. But this whole idea of I'm expecting Andrew Wiggins to XYZ, have a bounce back, be great, average 19, again, whatever it is you think he might be able to do, look like 2022 Wiggs, no expectations. Because expectations have been burned too many times by him.
Right, yet here we are again, and so I expect Andrew Wiggins to have a good year. Now, I won't go as far as Gene and say he's going to be their best player, but I expect him to be better than last year.
Last year,
he averaged 12 points a game.
Yeah, like I hope.
I'm going to expect it because he's a highly paid professional player. He's healthy. He played in, I think, 76 games last year. He's good, and he should be unencumbered by the things that had been challenging him in the past. So I think it's okay to expect it. And yeah, I'm setting myself up to be disappointed again, but that's all right because he's really, really good. And if he plays great, if he plays up to his potential, I'm not saying he has to be an all-star again, but if he can play up to the level of expectation and Kuminga takes a step forward and Steph and Draymond remain mostly healthy, now you're talking about a 50-plus win team, and now you got action.
I look at it more from the efficiency standpoint, though. I don't care about a certain number of points per game or whatever because it is a deeper team. I don't know how the minutes are going to get sort of doled out, and on a basketball team, there's a pecking order and plays that are set. I don't know how much of what he would normally do is going to get funneled to Jonathan Kuminga, who is growing into being a key scorer for this team. And if they're one of those teams that's just going to, like, have that ball really move to find the open three-point shooter, like, his shooting opportunities could go way down. I could absolutely see that. My hope is that Andrew Wiggins is an efficient basketball player, more efficient than he's been the last couple of years. I don't care if it's 18 points a game. If it's only 12, 13, 14, that's fine. just make good on the opportunities that you do get at a higher rate. That's my hope from Andrew Wiggins this year.
Well, and that's what he did 2 years ago. His win shares, the estimated number of wins contributed by a player, were 5.1. He was an all-star. They won the chip. The next year after that, he was 2.3. Last year, 2.8. So if you can get the Wigs from 2022, you don't need him to score 20 a night. You just need him, like you said, to be efficient, play great defense on the wing, rebound on occasion more than he normally does. He doesn't distribute a lot, but be that fourth option. Be a reliable 30 minutes a night guy, and you can be a great team. I expect it.
Okay. All right. Good luck to you, pal.